Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, what is God like? This morning we'll look again at the communicable attribute of God's holiness. Here's the definition from last time. God's holiness is his separation from sin and devotion to himself as the highest good. Now this definition reveals a moral aspect of God's holiness. Separation from sin, devotion to good. But some theologians also refer to a relational aspect. It isn't just that God is not those things which we might label sinful, but that God intentionally separates himself from them. We as moral beings are sinful, so for God to be separated from sin means that he is separated relationally from us. And this is why the Bible talks about men and women being separated from God. Hebrews 7:26 describes Jesus as being holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. Isaiah 59:1-2 addresses why God didn't answer the prayers of Israel for deliverance. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, or his ear dull, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he does not hear. This helps explain the language of the Bible when it describes hell as a form of separation from God, or the language of reconciliation. To be reconciled is to be restored or made right, specifically regarding a relationship. So in Jesus Christ, God is making a way for himself in all his perfect holiness to no longer be separated from us, despite our unholiness. Well, how can he do this? By making us holy. In the Old Testament and the New Testament, we are told, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." God's desire is for us to be separated from evil and devoted to God, just like he is. And the only way for us to be able to do so is for us to be reconciled and made holy. This is what happens at salvation. Those who trust Jesus in faith and repent from sin have made a commitment to God. They've surrendered their lives to him so that he might make them holy. This process of becoming holy as God is holy is called sanctification. To be sanctified is to be made holy. It is vital for us to recognize that the reason God saves us is not primarily to keep us from experiencing judgment in hell. The primary reason is that we'll be holy. This isn't meant to downplay a desire for heaven or a desire to escape God's wrath, but it's meant to make this point. For one to have a desire for heaven and a desire to escape God's wrath without having a desire for holiness is a sure sign that one has not truly been born again. Ezekiel 36:27 describes well what it means to be born again. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. To carefully walk in the ways of the Lord is to care about and give great attention to holiness, separation from sin, devotion to God. If you've thought yourself a Christian without having a desire for holiness or any attempts to pursue holiness, I pray that you might finally give your life to Jesus to be saved. And if you have been born again, how strong is your desire to be separated from sin or to be devoted fully to God? And do your actions match your desire? Be holy, for the Lord your God is holy.